You're listening to EPN.
Hello and welcome to Facebook Radio here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I am your host, Eric Dye. Facebook Radio gives you the latest news from an entrepreneur standpoint to help you utilize Facebook to your advantage, as well as meeting business successes, giving our Facebook business page recommendations, and a whole lot more. On this episode of Facebook Radio, we're going to focus on the advantages of using your personal page on Facebook. One of the aspects of using your personal Facebook page is the goal of gaining credibility in the marketplace. I would say that works just as well, if not better, than the traditional website. In the past, we would, within a business relationship or sales situation, refer the potential client to our main website where they would get all the details and plus see who we are in action, so to speak. But by being connected with a business acquaintance through your personal Facebook page and even using the email feature helps you gain more credibility at a more rapid pace. It sort of acts like a business card slash story of your life slash resume all in one spot. They can even go through your past post to get a feel of your personality and how you interact with others. The downside, be careful of what content you post out there. It could come back to haunt you later. Also, in regards to your Facebook appearance, if you have for your profile a picture of a dog or a cartoon photo or something that isn't business related as your main photo without having a professional appearance, this will certainly hurt you big time. I would say you'd need to get past that roadblock of not wanting to see yourself on Facebook and be brave and just do it. It would be no different than you're walking down the street. And really, do you put on a dog head when you're walking down the street? Of course you don't. So have a professional appearance with just a simple headshot of yourself, and you can even dress casual at that. It doesn't take much to get the simple task completed to integrate Facebook as a useful tool leading to your business success. This has been Eric Dye for Facebook Radio here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This is the ePodcast Network.
In my opinion, in my experience, a brand is much more than that, and something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition?
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.